study that highlights how the pandemic is worsening health inequalities. The economy grew at a 4.1% pace in the final 3 months of 2020, slightly faster than first estimated, putting an end to a year in which the overall economy shrank more than it had in the past seven decades. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 173 points. More details at SRNnews.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still just late February, but we're still experiencing some very spring-like temperatures for the next few days and through the weekend. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the low to mid-70s. Dry during the daytime hours today, dry this evening, but some spotty showers possible by late tonight. Then scattered showers around from time to time tomorrow. Overnight low tonight, 52. Friday's high in the low 70s. Over the weekend, unusually warm for the last weekend of February. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80, both Saturday and Sunday. And the rain chances will be small. Maybe isolated showers here and there, perhaps. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The investigation continues into a deadly house fire in Elmore County Tuesday night. Fire officials say two people died in the fire on Polly Lane off Dozier Road. Investigators have not released a cause for the fire. A drive-through COVID-19 vaccine clinic will be held today in Troy. This clinic will be at the Troy Walmart on U.S. Highway 231. The Pfizer vaccine will be offered to those who are eligible to receive it. Visit Walmart's website for more information on how to schedule an appointment. And more than 240,000 people in Alabama have received both doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases is now over 383,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great finance and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Final hour here on a Thursday morning. So they put the minimum wage back into this big $2 trillion bill, but Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, they are against it, even though they're Democratic senators.
You know why? They got just a little bit of common sense.
Right.
But I did see Costco announce they're raising their minimum wage to $16 an hour. Now, there are people that are making probably $19-$20 an hour, not getting a raise.
Well, I imagine Costco can eat that. So, yeah, man.
The volume, you bet. The problem's going to be mom and pop's hardware.
It's almost like if you're thinking cynically or more realistically, like the government and big business are working together to crowd out the marketplace with rules and regulations and mandates that makes to where competitors and small mom and pops can't operate.
You got me, Joey.
Interesting. Between
the pandemics really pushed that too.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
What's happening, Joe?
Hey, howdy. I want to make a comment about the caller called in and asked, where are the hippies? The ones that were about peace and love and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to deal with that in a minute. But first, I wanted to lay down some groundwork. I've been watching this world globalist movement for a long time, the socialism and control they've done around the world. Mm-hmm. And they have infiltrated us since 1912 out of Europe. And the Germany, controlling the UN, all that, and the Fourth Reich movement that's active now in the world. And they control these potato heads and puppets in Washington. They're not American. They're controlled to bring socialism to this country. And this is an outside globalist New World Order situation. But what I was getting at was this. this is something people not find on the news, but I've, through my studies, I have seen proof of this. And Hillary Clinton let it out, and she didn't know what she was letting out. But they were talking, the caller was talking about the hippies.
Yeah.
We're still here. We've gotten conservative, and we know what freedom is, and we know what socialism is. We're here. Now, he was referring to Clinton. Now, here's what I found out, and it's like people who have seen ghosts. They believe in it because they've seen it, you know?
Right.
I've seen this. I always heard, first I heard about Obama, that he had an Uncle Frankie. And, you know, his past was always clouded and all kinds of stuff we never have figured out. But one thing came through, that he had an Uncle Frankie during his teenage years. Well, I let that slide. Oh, well, I never could find out who Uncle Frankie was. But then I heard Hillary Clinton, you know, how she likes to say stuff and just, like, she knows everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, Bill, he had a mentor when he was a teenager, Frank Maxwell Davis. Frankie.
Or Frank Marshall.
Both of these presidents have had mentors, and it was Frank Maxwell Davis. Now, this guy is active with the globalists, just like Soros is, just like Gutenberg is. He's an upper-level person who does this kind of infiltration. I think he's died now, but he's... I found this out on the internet. And these people had him as mentors when they were teenagers. Doesn't that say something?
I think you're referring to not...
I swear that's true.
Not Frank.
I swear it's true, because I've proved it. I've seen it.
Yeah, but you got the middle name wrong. Frank Marshall.
Frank Maxwell Davis?
Marshall. Marshall Davis.
Okay, well, okay, Marshall. I thought it was Maxwell, though, but anyway. But I heard that out of Hillary's mouth. And I just want the people to know that these people are not good. They're bought and sold by a global force that's going to take our Constitution if we do not pay attention to it. And I'm a patriot, and I believe in educating people, and I'm not trying to fool nobody.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
272-9228. Soldier Boy.
Too sweet. NWO for life.
New World Order. Yeah.
I got my NWO shirt, man.
Yeah, every time I watch old 90s wrestling, I wonder who's the guy in the back, because you know, you can tell it's not like recorded in. There's somebody in the back pushing a sample button going, New World Order. It's like, I want that guy's gig.
Yeah, I bet you got that shirt. Yeah, I bet you got an NWO shirt, don't you, Joey?
Actually, I don't.
Are you kidding me?
I need to get one.
I figured you wouldn't.
I got to bring my big Scott down on there and put my hands up in the air and do a too sweet on you and then hit you from behind.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Well, then it wouldn't. Yeah,
I'm not Razor Ramon anymore, okay?
Yeah, but I'm part of the Wolf Pack.
You talking to me? You talking to Razor Ramon?
Hey, Chico.
Hey, I want to talk about something political, believe it or not.
Okay.
It's a great segue from wrestling to politics, but it's probably pretty damn close.
Yep.
I see that all the wolves, even on the left now, have gone against, are going against our governor in New York.
Yeah, buddy.
What, did that lady come out? They wanted to play a little strip poker?
Yep. Let me get a little kiss.
Kissing her on the front lips? Slapping it on her?
Very inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, grabbing below the dress and skirt and legs and everything?
Mm-hmm. Very inappropriate.
Getting handsy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that's funny is I don't see Hillary or the vice president, Kamala, coming out a couple years ago. Didn't they, when she was running Kamala as the vice president, she said, what did we have to do, believe the women?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she say that when the Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was just a statement for the next 24 hours.
Oh, that was just a 24-hour
expiration. I have to say, Soldier Boy, I'm amazed that none of the Republicans have accused Merrick Garland of gang rape yet.
You know, here's what's so funny about it. It seems like his world is just closing. Finally, he's getting what he reaped. You know, he's reaping what he sowed, I'm sorry. He finally, first the issue with the old folks into the COVID-19 people into the old folks' home.
Mm-hmm.
Then second thing, he threatened one of the, a city councilmen or something. He was going to destroy them.
Yep. Well, did you hear the story about a guy who was trying to date, it was a state trooper trying to date Cuomo's daughter?
Ooh.
No.
And he reassigned the trooper to, like, right at the border of New York and Canada.
Is that not sending you a hint or what?
Yeah.
And some of the Democrats are saying, what? They want them gone. They turn on each other eventually, don't they?
They all do, man.
They eat their own.
Yep.
Well, that's what makes them strong.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you another question. What's the scoop is that you got some people in the in Congress in the House? They don't feel safe with Joe having the codes.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
I have it right here in front of me. Dozens of House members.
Joe, don't push the code.
Of House Democrats say Biden, they ask him. They're asking nicely. Could you give up the sole authority to launch nuclear weapons?
Because he carries that everywhere he goes, or somebody carries it for him on the helicopter.
Nothing. Yeah, even when
what do they call it? The grenade or something? What do they call it?
Football. Even when he's skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's gonna fumble a football. He's gonna wake up one night and forget to take his pills and thinks he push a wrong code and everything gets launched.
Yeah, something. Well, here's a quote from the letter. We respectfully request that you, as president, review ways in which you can end the sole authority you have to launch a nuclear attack and to install additional checks and balances into the system. And part of their ideas say that, the vice president and the speaker of the House also have to check off on it.
Okay, that's a little late for that.
Yeah.
When the stuff's in the air already, it's a little late. Here's the interesting thing about it is, I'm going to defend Joe Biden on this one. He is commander-in-chief right now. He should have access and those codes. He is the commander-in-chief, period.
That's right.
Well, and I believe,
even if he isn't mentally ready.
Well, that's right. Wasn't it that, like, when we first started, the country started first using the atomic bombs in World War II,
mm-hmm.
It was essentially like the president said, hey, this is just another new weapon, and use it as you wish, generals. And a lot of the generals, even as you start to get into the Korean police action,
mm-hmm.
They're wanting to use it, and it took the president to rein the generals in, saying, no, this is not a weapon you could just use willy-nilly.
But you said.
Yeah, but you said. It's effective. Yeah, sure.
But Joey, Eddie, is he not the commander-in-chief?
Yes.
He
is,
and he should have it. I mean,
he should have that access, and if he doesn't, then he shouldn't be in office.
There you go.
That's my catch, and I like what Tucker said last night. If they're saying that, what are they underlying saying that he's not fit for the office?
Right.
Something they knew all the damn time?
Exactly.
Now, I don't think a president should have the authority without any sort of war declaration to just unilaterally strike a nation.
Right, but I feel like if he gets the call.
The threat of deterrence is there.
Yeah.
And actually, I think if you look in the history of, like, Gorbachev and Reagan,
mm-hmm.
both privately, both publicly were like, I'd use it.
Yeah,
if I had to use it. But privately, both of them were like, I don't think I could launch it.
Right.
But they had a fascinating thing.
But they had
a relationship. Here's the funny thing is, we will never launch first.
Right.
So as soon as we launch, you can might as well just drop your drawers and kiss your lily white flower southern butt that we're gone.
How do you know it's what my butt's like? Shut up.
You seen the video, Juicy?
I've seen videos on YouTube.
on YouTube, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was on YouTube. I think it was YouTube.
You're not on his OnlyFans page?
No, it is. a funny thing with Reagan and Gorbachev is there was a point where Reagan was entertaining the idea, let's just get rid of nukes, because these things are a scourge on the earth. And I think it was Margaret Thatcher who's like, she could...
She sounded like... A cook, Julia Child.
She essentially said to him, Ronnie, like, a deal like that, I would cheat on it. Like, of course they're going to cheat.
So what's going to happen to Cuomo, guys?
He'll get out, or he'll be drum out of town.
Yeah, there are too many people that are going to get pulled down with him if they don't cut the rope and just let him fall.
But a lot of them are coming out to cut his throat now.
Yeah, absolutely, because they don't want theirs cut.
Exactly. They're tired of that.
That's why. In other words, they're being they're doing a preemptory strike on him.
Yeah, it's like cut the cord, let him go. We used him against Trump as a foil against Trump. We even gave him an Emmy.
Yeah.
Right.
But now we got to cut ties because you're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Do you think it's legit what she's saying?
Oh, it wouldn't be surprised me at all,
I think
to be
it
honest.
Is.
I think it is because based on his track record.
Yeah.
I mean, who was it? Who was? And I got this. I love that. Who's that? The Democratic guy you said is kind of he's kind of Republicanish, kind of conservative. What's
Manchin.
His name?
Manchin.
Boy, they're going after him now.
Oh yeah,
of course. Eat their own.
Good.
Baby.
Well, no, it's the same playbook. It's like, for instance, Neera Tanden. Manchin said, "Hey, I'm not going to vote for her," and it's because she did say all sorts of nasty things about Democrats, and. And, of course, here comes, well, you're just saying that because she's a woman of color.
Oh, I noticed that, yeah. Oh, it's either sexism or racism now.
And it's like, you're a child. You're just saying that because you're a performative child. Shut up, you dumbass. That's what
Democrats
I'd love to see.
Democrats use against Democrats the same playbook that they do against conservative Republicans. Mm-hmm. Same book. The old sexist card and the race card.
All the time.
All the time. Same. It's so predictable.
And I love it when the programming goes wrong and like short circuits kind of haywires. You remember back when the first time the GameStop stonk got sent to the moon?
Yes.
Right.
They were trying to say racist and sexist Russian bots on Reddit and Twitter did this. It's like, hey, get your insults straight. Racist, sexist Russian bots. How can robots be racist and sexist? Well, they're programmed to say racist. It's like, guys. How about it was just a bunch of people who didn't have anything to do because of your stupid lockdowns with extra money in their pocket, and they wanted to screw hedge fund managers?
I've seen racist bots and sexist bots on,
Austin Powers?
Austin Powers, yeah, when that lady came out with her bra dropped down with 40 cows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'm also willing to give the fembots. Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day. baseball, cold showers. Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day. I got to run.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See you, buddy.
272-9228. Ellis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
So, have you heard the latest on Hunter Biden? Where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter? Where is he?
Yeah, Greg Kelly on Newsmax said that, you know, his brother Bo passed away, so Hunter was, I guess, dating his ex-wife.
He wasn't just dating her.
Dating Bo's widow, yeah.
Well, it seems, Greg Kelly said, that they've come across some information that Hunter, from his shower, was sexting her sister.
Yeah. Well, you know, crack's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
And you're not going to hear anything about it in the mainstream news. No. Just like this laptop is just, everything has disappeared. There's Hunter, you know?
And it'd be one thing if this guy had these problems and he just had these problems. But to see, like, all the financial dealings with foreign powers that are going on with the big guy getting a kickback under the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is... And when they say in the press, his taxes are being investigated. It's not just like, well, I forgot to report my capital gains on my GameStop stock. No, it's like, it's something else going on there. It's more than just taxes.
It is so insane, man. I just thought I'd call and mention a little Hunter.
You like Newsmax, too. You've called a few times.
Oh, I do.
You like Greg Kelly?
Yes, I do. Stenchfield's pretty good. Spicer and Company, they're okay. They're pretty. Yeah, I like Greg Kelly, though.
I haven't watched Fox at night. I haven't even watched Newsmax or OAN. What I usually watch at night, and it's not for... I know there are going to be some conservatives of a certain age who won't be down on this, but I watch Tim Pool's live stream at night. Really like Tim Pool's show. And I watch the Daily Wire stuff occasionally to kind of get the Shapiro take on things. Then I watch other more stuff I won't mention.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah. Oh, and they are trying to shut down. It's supposed to be Congress is doing this, trying to shut down Fox, Newsmax, OAN. Mm-hmm. They're going after the cable companies and providers. I have DirecTV. They're even going after them.
Oh, I read them down. I read those letters yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. It was, all of these big media companies. And there's case law, free speech case law, that prohibits that sort of move. Like, it's a nice little loophole that, we'll pressure companies to do our dirty work for us, and there's actually case law that prohibits that sort of behavior.
Hey, quick question, though, Ellis.
Because it's literally fascism.
Biden has a grandson right now. I don't even know if it's a granddaughter, but he has no idea that his grandfather is the president of the United States.
Wow,
do you think that
weird.
Child has any Secret Service watching?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. I don't. It's insane. But, you know, Lindsey Graham was on Greg Kelly. He interviewed him, and he talked about those letters, Joey, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They ain't nothing going to come of them. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I think in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how to explain our president. They really need to get him out of there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need Trump back.
I think they're laying the groundwork for the first female president.
Yeah.
And that'll make all the difference, right?
All right, sure. Yeah, right. Mm. Well, what about the Trump supporter who went out on the ice rink in Central Park, New York, with a big Trump 2024 flag and got tackled and kicked off the ice rink that Trump built? How about that?
Right.
Y'all hear about that?
Yeah. It's just...
You're enjoying the rewards, the things that Trump built. And do they have any idea Trump built that ice rink?
Most folks probably don't, but he did get that project done quite swiftly. And I'll take what you just said also in a broader sense. Trump revealed a lot about this government, about the centers of power in this country, just by his presence. I think he actually came up short on a lot of the things he promised. I wish he'd been a little more competent in that regard. Yeah. But the greatest accomplishment he had is that he revealed they had to fight him at such a level, the press and the government, the deep state, administrative state, whatever you want to call it, had to fight him at such a level they revealed their full powers, let's say. And that showed a lot of folks how ugly this system can be and how much of what we see in these committee hearings, whether it's Lindsey Graham or, I'm Pat Leahy, I've been here since the old republic. Whether it's them heading committees, it's a big show. It's theater.
Yeah. Well, karma's coming after him. I've told you that before. It's coming after Cuomo and his brothers, the Cuomo sexuals that run his little New York there. Get ready. It's coming after him. It's coming after all of them, trust me.
Just can't get here quick enough.
Yeah, can't you? Well, you know, it takes time.
Yeah,
you know, it takes
karma
time.
Is
be
a slow
patient.
Train.
Be patient. Yes. But it's coming after him. Well, y'all have a good afternoon. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, Ellis. You too, brother.
You know, I think a great way to bring the country together, at least some bros together.
Yeah.
There's some chicks that are bros as
certainly.
In this regard.
I know several bro chicks.
You know Dan Bongino?
Yes.
He's got the Bongino Report online. Mm-hmm. He's got his own little podcast radio show. Good guy. You've also got Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, though.
Yeah.
And they both like the lift. Yeah. They both getting jacked.
Yeah.
I think they should have, a deadlift off or something like
Maybe arm wrestling?
Yeah, they should have it
like
out, and we'll come
behind.
Together around, getting jacked and tan.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he needs to do that because it'll help his brother's legal defense fund. They could raise money for that.
Oh, they could raise money for the Flexit.
There you go.
Flexit. Otherwise, known as the Florida exit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll move
Who's
there.
First? Who's first, Joey? Florida or Texas? Remember, Texas already got one leg out the door all the time.
Well, the Texas Tribune, the literati there, and the editorial board said, here's why Texas can't secede.
Oh, good Lord.
No, maybe Hawaii first.
No, I've been to Hawaii.
I mean, well, you can have bases on Cuba. You got bases in a Hawaii that's not a state.
Yeah. I would love Cuba. That's the one thing, Cuba, I wish we'd open it up. I'd dine to go to Cuba.
272-9228. Nice. Why, do you like old cars?
That and do the... resources and the you got to think that country has been in the dark for how many years?
Hmm.
I mean, a cell phone like what you and I got over there, that's amazing technology. And the beaches, they got that prison place.
We'll continue this thought after the break. Be right back.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. That's Physical Prattville, spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Physical Prattville. They're at 2092 Fairview Avenue, right off the I-65 exit in Prattville, Alabama. And if you're looking to get your balance back, say you have inner ear problems, maybe vision problems, maybe you suffered from a mild stroke, could have problems with your knee or ankle stability, all these things can put you off balance, out of whack. And at Physical Prattville, they can get you your balance back. 595-9990 is their number. Ask them about a free balance test today. 595-9990. They have state-of-the-art equipment that can get your balance back as well, like a full walking track where you're strapped into a harness so you don't have any fear of falling. And that way you can test out your walking abilities upstairs, on different types of flooring, test out a stability board, just standing. And again, you're always strapped into a harness, so you're not going to fall, and you can really test yourself. They also have virtual reality. It's called Virtualis. Testing and games, essentially, but it's physical therapy. While you're playing these virtual reality games, they can help get your balance back. Whether it is your problem of an inner ear or vision problems or stability problems, they have all the methods to help you out. So call Don Sexton, the owner and physical therapist there at Physical Prattville, and work with her, Nancy Alexander, the assistant physical therapist. Again, call them at 595-9990, and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views and that you'd like a free balance test. Whether it's you or somebody you love, folks, we take our balance for granted. You might not even know that you're getting out of whack, so why not go and get that free balance test today? 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Renta. Hey, Renta.
You know, I've got the best, the finest balance equipment in the world. It's called a damn 24 and 32-foot ladder, and you get up on that thing on top of a house, and you got balance, brother. So I've got a great solution to that, and for physical fitness, climb up the damn thing. Very encouraging news this morning, Joey, about the medical marijuana. It only took them 50 years, and
we'll see what happens in the house.
Well, it needs to happen. Now, we've got in the family here, we've got Dan with cancer. Medical marijuana helps all these people. Practically eliminates epileptic seizures. I'm proof of that. And 50 years too late. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. And then you made the comment this morning. I'm not trying to pick at you, but I'll pick at you here. And it's not like the leafy stuff that you can smoke and all this. Well, damn nation, man. This has been going on a long time. Ain't nobody died from it. So. And people are drinking severely now. Marijuana is much better than drinking. And ironically, all these states that have legalized marijuana, you know, one thing we never hear a word about? Lung cancer, emphysema. It doesn't cause it.
And also, it replaces a lot of opioid use. So you're seeing less of that abuse. And
that alone is worth legalizing. And, you know, we need to get it where you can grow it in your own backyard. Let's get real, guys. There's nothing dangerous about it, and it's absolutely beneficial. Now, last night on Nova, Joey, if you haven't seen it on public television, you've got to see the documentary on the recent landing on Mars. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
You've got to. They had some footage last night that only comes from NASA, and this thing was jam-packed, and it's just beyond incredible.
Yeah.
All the interviewed, must have interviewed 100 engineers, all walks of life, men, women, all races. NASA's got to be the most diverse group of people ever. They pulled all this off during the COVID thing without any hitches, and heard a firm commitment from the first time since the 60s that NASA is committed to a manned space program, this time to go to Mars. They're going, they mean business. They found schnapps. Do you know what schnapps are?
Schnapps?
Yes.
No.
Y'all don't know what schnapps are? You ain't never been to a bar and been drinking?
No, okay. I thought that's what you meant.
Yeah,
like
me too.
The alcoholic drink.
Okay. No, both of you guys are wrong. Schnapps is what they call, it's spelled C-H-O-P-S. Mm-hmm. And it's what they found on the moon in the Opportunity rover that made it Mars, that made them confirm to go back. It stands for carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. You have those five elements in the soil in any form or fashion, you have the opportunity for life. Well, in 2012, they found it. And that's why we're going back, and they're digging right now today. And I tell you what I did, Joey, afterwards, the documentary, and I'd already done my push-ups, I went and did me another set. That's how inspired I was. Because you know what? They're probably not going to land on the moon till Mars till 2040. I'm going to be 87 years old. I think I better double up, don't you?
No, keep doubling up. It's going to help that heart of yours, and you're going to see it happen.
Ain't no doubt.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Space. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. If you're in the market to buy a home, sell that home, maybe you have a rental investment property and you'd like to have it managed, well, Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, he's the guy to go see and the team to go see. Bo has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers, those trying to manage that rental property, for over 40 years. Yes, four decades plus of experience here in the River Region real estate market. And where that experience really comes into play, of course, when you're buying and selling, having that property managed, but especially at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama. And at that school, it's very interactive, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios. It's not just paint-by-number, folks. And I've known so many folks who have gone and taken the class, whether they're going for their license or not, have gone on to great success. A lot of great real estate agents, but also folks who, well, have a little more knowledge, knowledge being power, even in a real estate market. So check out the Goodson Group today, whether you're going to buy, sell, have that rental property managed, or you want to join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Call them at 551-0225. 551-0225, or go to thegoodsongroup.com. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still just late February, but we're still experiencing some very spring-like temperatures for the next few days and through the weekend. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the low to mid-70s. Dry during the daytime hours today, dry this evening, but some spotty showers possible by late tonight. Then scattered showers around from time to time tomorrow. Overnight low tonight, 52. Friday's high in the low 70s. Over the weekend, unusually warm for the last weekend of February. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80, both Saturday and Sunday. And the rain chances will be small. Maybe isolated showers here and there, perhaps. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We've got a full board of calls here, so let's go to Lake Lady. Hey, Lake Lady.
Hey, so glad that you took my call. I was listening to Red Top spout about marijuana and all the wonderful things about it.
Yeah.
And there was a time that I would have sort of probably agreed with some, but he needs to do some research before he says that, because I have a family member who started smoking pot in his teens, and he ended up in jail. It ended up a really bad thing, unemployment, and so we finally got him turned around, but it did affect his brain. I've heard psychiatrists say when teenagers smoke marijuana, it does affect their brain, and I agree with that 100%.
No, I would agree with you. I would not recommend, especially everyday use for a developing brain by any means. And
right, yeah.
And also there's a thing that if he started smoking in his teens, people who engage in risky behavior or kind of break bad, aren't following the rules, that won't be the only behavior they're engaging in that's a bit risky and not following the rules. So it's not that everybody who you know, smokes the wacky-backy ends up that way. But I would say that, a lot of research has shown, especially with developing brains, especially heavy use, that can be a problem for development.
Yeah, I'm glad that you agreed, because I saw it with my own eyes. And he's now that he's off of it and he's living, he's just turned back to what we keep saying.
And
he's the same guy again. I mean, he changed completely.
Well, and here's where I'm coming from, Lake Lady. I feel like I can agree with you on that, because that's what a lot of this research is showing. But I also would support legalization, because I think people can engage in behavior that might be risky for them, and they have to bear the consequences. And it's not up to the government to save them from themselves. And there are other folks who engage in that, and they don't have a problem. Just like some folks can't hold their drink, some folks can't control their eating habits, some folks engage in all sorts of risky behaviors, no matter how much you try to help them. I think.
Now, I agree with that. And the main reason I agree with what you said is that he was proof that it doesn't have to be legalized to get it. I mean, they can get it anywhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
And it connects you to illicit markets that maybe some other things are offered to you. Yeah, I think bring it to the sunshine, and we'll see. We gotta, like anything, you gotta be careful. It's not always, you know, all sunshine and all positive.
And I'm still not sure it doesn't lead to harder drugs, because once somebody smokes marijuana for a long period of time, it becomes, you kind of become immune to it, and then they want something a little stronger, and that's when I think they go to meth and things like that.
It depends on the addiction-forming habit. Is it you just enjoy it, or is it you're trying to mask something, trying to self-medicate? There's all sorts of reasons people engage in any sort of substance abuse, and it could.
Yeah, his was definitely self-medication, that's what's bad.
I don't buy the chemical hook theory. Like, it's because of the particular chemicals in these drugs. I think there is something to the psychological hook, and if you're looking for something deeper, yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Lake Lady.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Question for you, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the fastest man in the world right now? Is it Jamaican?
I don't know.
Usain Bolt.
Oh, is he still the fastest?
Yes, he is.
I would have thought his record been broken by now.
No. What's he do every day? Smokes pot. Who's the fastest swimmer in the world right now?
Phelps. He's still the fastest? Yes. I would have thought his record would be broken by now.
On a couple of different things, but yeah. What's he do every day?
Smokes pot. A lot of NFL players. Wait, does Elon do it?
We saw him on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but you can tell he doesn't smoke.
Oh, you can tell because he got high as crap.
Well, and he's like, what is this thing I am holding? Like, you could tell he was I never got it before.
I don't see pot as the devil's lettuce as everybody else does. I think
also proponents of legalization, and again, what the Alabama legislature is doing what we're talking about.
Right, and I don't want to confuse the two.
Proponents of legalization need to understand that it's not all sunshine.
No, it's not.
And for me, the biggest issue is when you have liberty, you can have more open conversations. When you don't have threat of government imposition, then you can have conversations about a lot of things and disagree and understand, hey, we're going to disagree. And have an open, clear-eyed understanding of what is true and what is not. Mm-hmm. When you have power get into that equation, kind of screws up what's true and what's not. You see it every day on the news.
When you say power, I can't help but you mean government.
Well, government power, but corporate power, all sorts of power, so to speak.
Government gets in there and just fudges things up.
You said fudge.
Yeah, I did.
We'll be right back, folks.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Margaret's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointment's not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets. assets.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the show here on a Thursday. Let's go very quickly to Lori. Hey, Lori.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Lori.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm good. Getting the house worked on tomorrow. Finally getting a roof.
All right.
What's on your mind?
Oh, happy. Sir?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I had a comment about Cuomo. I have called you before and called him Little Napoleon. Mm. And, boy, he really seems to be living up to that name, except I need to add not only tyrant, he's a dirty little tyrant who can't keep his hands to himself.
And at least Napoleon was calm.
So it's just a shame if it's all coming out after the election.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's to be expected.
Yeah, Cuomo, I mean, and Cuomo's nowhere near in the league of Napoleon. Napoleon was a tyrant, but he kind of remade Europe and world history. Cuomo's going to go down and, well, probably not be remembered by many. I appreciate the call, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, hon.
Brandon.
Hey, man, I've been waiting forever. I just wanted to respond to a couple things Red Top was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So much. I think he's been hitting the devil's lettuce a little bit. But the one thing he said that was that struck me the most was the one thing about the Mars mission we don't mention enough. And I'm being sarcastic.
Sure.
And it's the diversity. Oh, my God. At what point does diversity get offensive to the... I mean, I'm not a minority, but do you think minorities might be offended at how much diversity is being pushed in our face? I bought my son Madden 21 for his birthday, February 10th. He's 10 years old. He loves Tom Brady. And what a great role model, by the way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first 5 minutes before you can even start playing the game, the NFL talks about how diverse and how committed to diversity it is. I would ask anybody out there that has a Madden game, compare it Madden 20 to Madden 21. It is off the hook with, it's basically saying, we at the NFL are all about inclusiveness. And it's like, no kidding. I mean, you see what I mean? It's
yes.
Shoved down our throats so much.
Well, and I also think diversity is not a good goal. It's a great kind of benefit of when you have a good goal, like going to Mars, and you have, you know, merit, and you say, hey, we need the best minds from any walk of life
right.
to come in and work on this program, and if you,
well, what
you'll get diversity out of that. But
what rational human being could ever in a million years say that professional sports in the United States of America isn't diverse?
Right.
There's not enough minorities in NBA, right? We wouldn't have NBA basketball if it wasn't for these
right.
amazing people. You know what I mean? And NFL, I mean, it's too much, man. And it's ridiculous. And the fact that Red Top had to talk about how inclusive NASA is, give me a break. Thank God we got to Mars. I don't care who, what color or what nationality. It's probably a bunch of people from India. They're smarter than we are anyway. But
that's racist.
Anyway, sorry to rant, dude.
Thanks, Brandon.
See you later, Brandon.
Dan's running a little late, so let's go to Eric the dog. Make some time.
Hey, Eric.
Hola, Eric.
Bonjour.
I heard y'all talking to some of my friends earlier, so I wanted to